What damages can I get after a car accident? Well, those are determined by what your injuries are. Typically, damages are wage loss damages, medical expenses, pain and suffering, disability, disfigurement, and wage loss damages. So your medical damages are going to be X amount, how much you were charged for the medical care you received. Wage loss damages are determined by, you know, how much were you making before, how much time did you lose, how much was that worth, and you should get compensated for that. Pain and suffering, disability, and disfigurement are more intangible. It's hard. I mean, how do you value that? If someone was carrying a suitcase of money and said, I'll give you this suitcase in exchange for you breaking your leg, hurting your back, herniated disc so you need surgery, having a limb severed, having chronic pain or a headache for the rest of your life, having neck stiffness, being paralyzed, there's a whole gamut, being dead. There's a whole gamut of types of injuries that can happen in car accident cases. The question is, how much money would have to be in that suitcase to fully equal the loss suffered by the plaintiff, the person who was injured, or their family? Sometimes it can be immeasurable. Sometimes you couldn't fit enough money into that suitcase. It's just not worth it. Sometimes it's a lesser injury where you can come up with that, and that's what our jury system is for the jury to figure out what is the pain and suffering, past and future. Because at trial, you go to trial at a certain distinct point in time, but someone could have pain for the rest of their lives. How much is the disfigurement? Is it a scar on their face? Is it a scar on their hand? Not as big of a deal. Is it a limb off? Is it some other types of disfigurement? And disability, what can't they do that they used to be able to do? Can they no longer hold their kids? They can't walk. They walk with pain. They can't sleep. They have constant headaches. They can't do their job. So the level of disability can function in that as well. So those are the types of damages people can typically recover in a car accident case, a car crash case. Each person is different in how that damages and the pain and suffering these things manifest themselves in those people is different as well. But those generally are the types of damages you can get after a car accident. Thank you. And this is Gary Berger at Berger Law. If you have any other question about damages or other issues about recovering, we really try to get full recovery for our clients for all their damages. Please go to bergerlaw.com, contact us there, give us a call, email us. Thank you.